Tonight on the Worldview Report, Pride Month begins and the U.S. government goes gaga, raising rainbow flags at all of its embassies around the world and sending a happy Pride Month message to all public school kids across the land. Meanwhile, a female student gets beaten up in an Oklahoma school bathroom by a boy pretending to be a girl. Her parents are suing. The Connecticut State Legislature considers a bill that critics say would set the stage for legalizing pedophilia. A Muslim student at a major American law school uses her commencement speech to blast Israel in the vilest terms. And a Catholic cardinal implores Americans to voluntarily hand over their Second Amendment rights. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The U.S. Department of Education has kicked off the month of June by wishing a happy Pride Month to the millions of American children enrolled in public schools all over the nation. Quote, everyone in the school community should feel valued for who they are and free to be their authentic self, end quote. That's what the U.S. Department of Education wrote in a Pride Month tweet before directly and publicly writing to underage children on the topics of homosexuality, transgenderism, and a slew of other sexual deviancies represented by the LGBTQ+ acronym. The tweet continued its message above an image of multiracial hands holding various pro-gay items. Quote, our message to LGBTQ+ students, teachers, and staff as we begin Pride Month. Ed has got your back, end quote. So tell me, friends, how is this not the grooming of children by the federal government at the U.S. Department of Education with your tax dollars to your children, your grandchildren, and your relatives and friends' children? Very disturbing. The New York Post reports that a teenage girl in Oklahoma was severely beaten by a trans student in a school bathroom, prompting the injured girl's parents to file a lawsuit against the district for not enforcing a state law that restricts restroom use for transgender students. The lawsuit filed last Thursday by Teresa Gooden alleges that her 15-year-old daughter, identified as, quote, EG, end quote, was, quote, attacked and severely beaten, end quote, in the girl's restroom at Edmond Memorial High School by a 17-year-old transgender, quote, woman, end quote, on October 26, 2022. The document, which was obtained by the Post, notes the accused attacker was assigned, well, as a male at birth and was using the women's bathroom despite a state law signed in May of 2022 that requires public school students to use restrooms matching the sex on their birth certificates. Trans students who decline to follow the policy must use, quote, a single occupancy restroom or changing room, end quote. The alleged attacker was removed from the school by police on October 21st after threatening EG, according to the lawsuit. The school district said in a statement in December that it did not know the student was assigned male at birth because he only started attending Edmond Memorial days before the incident occurred. That's according to Fox 25. The student's parents enrolled him as a woman without a birth certificate, which is not required to begin high school, according to the statement. The Gateway Pundit reports that Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley are reported to have ordered Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to cancel a drag show that was to be held on base Thursday. marked the start of so-called Pride Month. The family-friendly drag show, family-friendly, put that in quotes, folks, was to be held for the third year in a row at the base. Orders were to cancel the show or relocate it off base. Move comes 2 months after Austin and Milley told Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, a Republican, at a congressional hearing, they did not approve of drag queen story hours on military bases. Gaetz publicly rebuked Milley and Austin last month when a, quote, cry for help, end quote, was posted by military families regarding a scheduled drag queen show at Nellis Air Force Base.
I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again. This is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I've said
before.
Yeah,
you're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the fact.
Good for Representative Gaetz for putting them on the hot seat. U.S. embassies around the world have decided to fly the so-called Pride flag for the month of June to commemorate LGBTQI+ Pride Month. Videos on Twitter show the U.S. embassies in London, Dublin, Jerusalem, and many more have all decided to host Pride flag raising ceremony. Watch this. America's government is proudly spreading across the globe its poisonous war on God and family. Something tells me that this is not going to work out well for us as a country when we go down this path. In fact, Romans 1 makes that very clear. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Breitbart News reports that Cardinal Joseph Tobin of Newark, New Jersey, launched an appeal to Catholics to voluntarily forego their Second Amendment rights by refusing to bear arms. Roman Catholic Cardinal declared in a recent pastoral letter, quote, "It's true that we have a Second Amendment right to bear arms, but Rights always involve responsibilities. In this case, the responsibility to protect the innocent and to secure public safety and good order. The mass shootings we are witnessing almost weekly now are a grave threat to the lives and well-being of all people, end quote. In what he called his, quote, most challenging and controversial proposal, end quote, Tobin urged, quote, voluntary self-restraint, end quote, involving the waiving of the right to purchase and own firearms. He writes, quote, let's voluntarily set aside our rights in order to witness the truth that only peace and never violence is the way to build a free society that is lived concretely in our homes, our neighborhoods, our communities, our nation, and our world. I honestly believe it is the best thing we can do to change the culture of violence that threatens us today, end quote. Well, I'm sure the street gangs and drug cartels will immediately lay down their weapons as well, right? And of course, the terrorist organizations that have penetrated America and flooded over our border, I'm sure they'll all lay down their weapons, right? And turn them in along with all their explosives and everything else. No, they won't lay them down. But they will laugh with glee if the law-abiding Americans that now possess arms lay them down, which will be seen as a welcome mat for them to violate spaces of those law-abiding citizens, rape the women, and pilfer their home. Remember, almost always, we see one of these shootings, massacres, it's in a gun-free zone. So wait till you have a gun-free home, gun-free business, a gun-free church or synagogue, gun-free restaurant, gun-free America. It won't go well. It's time for the New Jersey Cardinal to wake up and smell reality. Even Jesus told his disciples to sell their cloak, buy a sword. Peter drew his sword and cut off a Roman centurion's ear. Jesus told him to put his sword back in its sheath. He didn't tell him to sell it. Authorities have charged 5 illegal immigrants belonging to the violent MS-13 gang with the alleged murder of a 15-year-old boy in Frederick County, Maryland. That was earlier this year. That's what Fox 5 DC reports. Limber Lopez, 15, was found dead in April near Gambrill State Park, just outside of Frederick, Maryland, after his family reported him missing in late February. After the report was filed, authorities happened upon a crime scene at the state park the following day. Led to the discovery of the body of Lopez more than a month later. Frederick Police, their chief, Jason Lando, the one who said all this in a statement. But again, it shows the rise of this dangerous, dangerous gang, MS-13, in America. Train derailed last Wednesday near Lancaster, Minnesota, while carrying an unknown amount of hazardous materials. At least 24 train cars hauling different kinds of freight that included hazardous materials derailed around 4:30 p.m. in an unpopulated area near the Canadian border. That's what Care 11 reported. Watch this.
Another breaking story we're following this morning along the Canadian border, a large train derailment in Lancaster, Minnesota. That's about 6 hours northwest of us here in the Twin Cities in Kitson County. And this is video of the derailment posted on social media. Canadian Pacific sent us information just a few hours ago confirming about 24 cars carrying hazardous materials went off the tracks in an unpopulated area. The railroad says nothing is leaking and there are no injuries. Meanwhile, Governor Walz tweeted late last night saying experts are on the way to survey the site and will make sure that the community has everything they need. We will have more on the derailment in our next half hour.
In other news, Joe Biden, as we all know, took a nasty fall at the Air Force Academy on Thursday, June 1st. Biden appeared to trip over something, maybe his own feet, and tumbled all the way down to the ground, ending up on all fours. The fall took place after he delivered a commencement speech at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Take a look at this embarrassing moment in presidential history. As I watched that video, I couldn't help but see a bit of irony, a symbol of America's falling, falling as a world superpower. It's happening, folks. Due to years of pushing God out of our culture, our communities, our families, well, we're falling. In fact, I believe we're being given over, as described in Romans 1. Sadly, many nations will celebrate. We shouldn't mock what happened to Joe Biden. We don't want to dehumanize him, even though he seeks to dehumanize us as Christians or conservatives. But it is embarrassing, and it's really, frankly, dangerous. His spill makes us look super weak on the world stage at a time when America needs to look strong. But we're not. Our borders are open, and terrorists of all sorts and stripes and gang members are pouring over. And many, many Americans now, over 60%, believe a nuclear 9/11 event could occur. Americans are finally waking up and realizing, well, national security matters. Strong leadership matters. Something we should all be thinking about and concerned about. As the presidency shrinks, becomes weaker, and its credibility falls, literally. Epoch Times reports that a COVID-19 breakout occurred during a conference hosted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, despite the overwhelming majority of its attendees being vax. In April, over 1,800 CDC employees and others met in Atlanta, where the CDC, of course, is based. They met at a hotel for a meeting on epidemiological research and tactics. Several attendees informed conference organizers that they had come up positive for COVID-19 on April 27th. That was the conference's final day. In an effort to determine the proportion of guests who had tested positive, CDC and the Georgia Department of Public Health conducted a survey of registrants. The CDC stated in an announcement on May 26th that the objectives of the study were to, quote, learn more about the transmission that occurred and add to our understanding as we transition to the next phase of COVID-19 surveillance and response, end quote. About 80% of participants responded to the survey. 99.4% of the respondents reported receiving at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. That vaccination is really effective for fighting off COVID, right, folks? The survey was completed by 360 persons, so the outbreak may have been more widespread than that. Symposium was a super spreader event, according to Dr. Eric Topol, head of the Scripps Research Institute, who posted the information on Twitter. Epoch Times reports that the bivalent injections have not yet undergone any clinical trial, despite the fact that they were initially approved 9 months ago. Observational data, well, it indicates that they offer minimal defense against infection, despite the fact that authorities claim they offer defense against serious illness. Studies, even those in CDC papers that have not undergone peer review, show that this protection is transient. The Pfizer and Moderna bivalent COVID-19 vaccinations, which replaced previous vaccines earlier this year, had inadequate success against stopping hospitalization, according to the most current publication, which was published on May 26. Japanese Times reports that foreign ministers of the BRICS group, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, this group of nations, well, they met in South Africa on June 1st to the 2nd to discuss pressing geopolitical issues, including the bloc's first enlargement in over a decade, as it seeks to position itself as a representative of the, quote, global South, end quote, and provide an alternative model to the U.S.-dominated G7 nations. At their summit, Cape Town, top diplomats of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa reportedly discussed both the formal and informal membership applications of at least 20 countries and future enlargement. This is very dangerous, folks. What they're going for is the replacement of America as a superpower economically, big time, the end of the American dollar as we know it. first proposed by China when it chaired the group last year, the planned expansion would increase representation from countries in Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia, with the list of interested nations including, wait for it, Egypt, Nigeria, Mexico, Iran, Indonesia, Turkey, and others. South Africa's ambassador to the BRICS told the Japan Times, quote, "This is positive news for the bloc, as it demonstrates the confidence of the global South in the leadership of our group," end quote, adding that efforts to boost trade in local currencies will also be part of the talk. The term Global South refers to a loose grouping of roughly 100 nations, many of which are developing and not aligned with any major power. Most of them, however, are still largely marginalized in terms of global decision-making. That's what the ambassador said, which is why the BRICS is trying to create a, quote, more inclusive, end quote, international order that, quote, addresses the existing fault lines on the global geopolitical, geoeconomic, and financial architecture, end quote. Quote, "What you're seeing here is that these countries want to have a greater say in the evolving global architecture," end quote. That's what the ambassador said. For he went on to declare, quote, "They would like to see a multipolar, multicultural, and multi-civilizational world that is not dominated by one or two hegemons, and where they have more independence and choices to determine what's in their best interest," end quote. Spin it however you want. I've been warning about the BRICS banking system for well over a decade. Well over a decade. I've warned again and again that most Americans don't have a clue what the BRICS banking system is, who they're looking to add, and how this could end the world reserve currency of the U.S. dollar. Think we got financial problems now? You think we have inflation now? Wait till there's no U.S. dollar being used on the world reserve currency to trade oil and thus then backed by nothing. Then the American people will realize what hyperinflation looks like. That's my opinion. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently sat for an interview with the Wall Street Journal's Gerald Baker, brought up the topic of childhood vaccines. Baker tried to trip RFK by associating him with bogus research studies. Kennedy would have none of it and cleaned Baker's clock on vaccines. The MMR vaccines referred to in the interview, for those who don't know, well, that's referring to measles, mumps, and rubella. Take a listen.
I mean, again, I don't want to dwell too much on this, but it is obviously a topic of importance. You say you're happy to retract anything that's pointed out. I mean, there have been many of these cases that, again, you've been associated with the vaccines, the MMR vaccine, the famous study that was proven to be almost entirely fraudulent, which suggested a link between MMR vaccines and autism in children. Do you continue to believe that many of these childhood vaccines are actually producing these very adverse effects, or do you think the science is wrong?
No, I think the science is overwhelming and very clear that, yes, the vaccines are producing a tsunami of chronic disease in our country. The study that you referred to, that Andrew Wakefield
study, the British
And that study was interesting because it was only a footnote in that study where I think he said 8 of the 12, there were 12 authors of that study, and they're all prominent physicians. He said 8 of the 12 children that we examined, their mothers said that they had onset of symptoms immediately after the vaccine, the MMR vaccine. And that prompted the same kind of wave of horror from the industry, and, you know, that ultimately ended up in the retraction of the article, for better or for worse. But there's literally hundreds and hundreds of articles that show that vaccines cause autism. And by the way, the vaccine courts have awarded millions and millions of dollars to children who got autism from the vaccines. The heads of CDC, et cetera, the Hannah Poling case is one where the child received $20 million for getting autism from the vaccine. There's no ambiguity as what happened, but there's also hundreds of studies. There are bench studies, there are retrospective studies, there are placebo-controlled trials, there are animal studies that indicate that connection. I actually have assembled about 450 of those studies in my book. I think it's a 2016 or 2014 book, Thyme Aerosol, Let the Science Speak, and none of those studies have been refuted.
Well, the British Medical Journal, famous study in 2011, especially over the Andrew Wakefield science, said that the initial study was conducted, quote, dishonestly, irresponsibly, the data were bogus, and it said clear evidence of falsification of data should now close the door on this damaging vaccine scare. Do you think that was just them speaking?
No, I think the journals themselves, that you need to read these studies chronically, but I don't base anything I say on that study. That's another trope of the industry. But was that study fairly retracted? I would argue no, that it wasn't. In fact, the central finding of that study that was a finding that said that linked autism to gastrointestinal problems, which had never been, because originally autism was a psychiatric diagnosis, and a psychiatric diagnosis had never been linked to gastrointestinal problems. And that is now regarded as accepted science. As I said, it was just a footnote in that study that says, by the way, 8 of the kids we examined, their mothers reported that they had onset of autism immediately after the MMR vaccine. This is something that should be examined. So there was a huge publicity barrage, and then the medical cartel gathered to stifle that study. And of course, the medical journals, which are primarily funded by the pharmaceutical industry, were part of that.
Yeah.
The same way they did with the COVID vaccines.
So although you're not making it a key part of your campaign, and I really want to come on to the things you are making a key part of your campaign, if you were elected president, do you believe these vaccines are doing enormous harm to children? Would you know, through executive action or seek legislation or whatever to essentially halt these vaccination programs?
I would actually have the studies done so that we can actually have an idea about what the risk profile is for those products. None of these products have ever been tested prior to giving to children. There's now 72 vaccines that are now mandated for kids, 72 doses of 16 vaccines now mandated for American children. Not one of them has ever been tested for safety in a pre-licensing placebo-controlled trial. So nobody can tell you whether any of those products are averting more problems than they're causing.
I don't think too many more mainstream reporters will be asking RFK about vaccine, because he took the opportunity to school, not just the interviewer, but every parent who ever got their child vaccinated and was listening to the so-called expert. Well, folks, that interview is armed with a lot of information that many people have likely never heard anywhere before, and certainly not from their own child's pediatrician or anyone in the medical establishment. You heard him. None of the 72 doses of 16 vaccinations now being given to our kids have ever been put to a rigorous scientific test. That's astonishing and should shock every parent to their core. We just assume that medical professionals have done their due diligence and know the facts surrounding the drugs they inject into people. We assume that their medical advice is backed up by science, but as you heard in that interview, there was nothing Baker could say to refute RFK's bold assertion. Good for him. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for remembering that we are a viewer-supported broadcast. You can support us a couple ways. One is by making sure you have all your emergency supplies in order. Recently, a survey showed that 66% of Americans fear a nuclear 9/11 type event in America due to the open borders and all those coming over from Islamic nations. Then, of course, there's the threat to our banking system, power grid, just-in-time inventory, and so much more, food supply. So if you are looking for your family to have a preparedness plan and supplies, well, we can help each other out. We have a store, WVWTVstore.com, where we offer great products. Products that I use for myself and my family, and tested them out before I ever offered them to you, the public. So we got a service we can offer to you, and by your purchases, well, it helps to generate funds for our general operating budget so we can keep pushing out free programs like this. It takes a team about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put together. That's a lot of money. So help us with our general budget and help your family get ready for any disaster that might come along by checking out the resources, emergency supplies, and emergency freeze-dried food available at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. You can also use the phone number 901-468-9357 if you prefer to order over the phone, 901-468-9357. Also, you can check out all the deals, all the sales on slippers, slides, sandals, six-piece MyPillow towel set, Giza Dream Sheets, and more at MyPillow.com. But please use that promo code B66, promo code B66. Also, you can go to MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, and check out all the products there. Again, use that promo code B66. We also have Extractgevity there. It's an all-natural energy and health supplement that I developed several years ago with an FDA-approved facility. It's an all-natural energy and health supplement. Bilberry extract, red wine extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, loaded with antioxidants. I've been taking it daily for years. Don't take my word for it. Go do your own homework on the benefits of those extracts. An all-natural energy and health supplement available at MyStore.com. Use that promo code B66. Got to throw in that disclaimer. Extractgevity has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. If you'd just like to make a contribution to help us push out free programming that defends the Christian worldview, the Judeo-Christian value system of America. If you appreciate that, think of us as the conservative alternative to NPR. And you can just simply make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you for your support. And thank you for watching and telling your friends and family about the broadcast. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.